Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. June is Pride Month, and around the world, celebrations of all things LGBTQ+ are happening to celebrate sexual and gender minorities. This year, the celebration comes in the context of more than 75 anti-LGBTQ+ laws passed in state houses across the country. That's more than double the number of anti-LGBTQ+ bills that were passed last year. And for the first time in its 40-year history, the Human Rights Campaign has declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ+ people in the United States. Joining me now is Tramore Wilson. He's the Senior Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at the Pride Center of Maryland here in Baltimore, and he joins me here in Studio 8. It's good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month, y'all.
And one of the things that you all have a lot to celebrate is the recent opening of a new digs for Pride Center of Maryland. You've got a 7,000 square foot facility now.
Yes. So absolutely. So in previous years, the Pride Center has never really had its own stable location. However, this is the first time us having our own location we own that's completely ours, that the whole space is up to us and for community to use as it please. So that is located at 2418 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. And we'll be actually having our official legacy launch, which is open to the public and the community, this Saturday from 12 to 4. So it's going to be a great opportunity to see the building. See, we're going to have a cocktail hour, some live entertainment, some artists performing, give tours of the building, as well as it's free for community because this is actually community space.
And this will be a place that folks can just hang out.
Yes.
You got a gym in there, right? You got
absolutely
all sorts of stuff.
So this 7,000 square foot building is actually pretty huge, the biggest of its kind. So we have actually a studio similar to the one we have here, built in there for those who are in creative arts that want to do podcasts and stuff like that. We have that. We have a gym. A gym is a multi-purpose gym, so it's going to be used for community members. We're going to do fitness courses there. People can use it, like community members can use it for other courses they want to do out. We have a large community space, which is the entire floor for the community to use as they see, preference. So we're going to have community events there, large town halls, pride celebrations, and just many celebrations for the community at all. And then we have many offices, a space that the community can reserve to use in any way, shape, or form they see necessary.
As the Director of Advocacy for the Pride Center, what are your top of mind issues given, as I mentioned in the introduction, the just huge plethora of anti-LGBTQ+ legislation that's going through? What are the things that you all are concentrating here on at the Pride Center of Maryland?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first of all, I want to thank you for even bringing that up. This gets really hard for us, right, because it's so much going on. So as you said earlier, it's actually an attack on individuals who are part of the LGBT community, same gender loving community, and it's an attack on human rights as a whole. So over the years, we have seen this attack continue to develop and get worse and worse over the time. So what I have been targeting as the head of advocacy is ensuring that we're doing our part, right? So just a little brief update on what the Pride Center of Maryland is. The Pride Center of Maryland has a rich history. Our rich history really comes from being one of the largest LGBTQ organizations in the state of Maryland, being the oldest LGBTQ organization in the state of Maryland, and being one of the top five, which is the third oldest organization for LGBTQ anything in the country, and then being the third oldest pride. So when we think about those things, we have always made it our mission and our goal to support the LGBTQ community. But we see attack on all parts, right? We see attack on the trans community, and we have seen a heavy attack on it. But we see attack on, on the drag community. But we also just see attack on the community as a whole. So things try to peel back, certain rights that affect us. So like marriage rights, religious rights, practicing like, don't say gay rights, things like that. So we see. So for us, we've been really focused on what we can do to better support the school systems, better support the students, and better support the community at large. So we have been targeting, you know, rights and specifically geared to individuals aging with HIV, or individuals who have HIV, individuals who are maybe trans, individuals who may be a part of the African-American community, as we see current attacks on them on daily, and the individuals across the plethora as a whole. So we're just definitely working on bills, working on contracts, the best way to support the entire community at large.
So Pride Week begins on the 19th, which is Juneteenth, here, another very important holiday. The theme this year, One Heart, One Love, One Pride. Yes. The importance of Pride Week to the LGBTQ plus and the SGL, the same gender loving community here in Maryland. Talk about that. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's such a big deal. One Heart, One Love, One Pride. The reason why we came up with that slogan or that motto for this year is because what we see is that all these attacks happening, right? And we see what happens when this community is attacked? This community is rarely attacked from all fronts. You know, as one, they're attacked as subsets. So they'll do attacks to the trans, attacks to youth. So they attacked us as subsets. So we said that we realized that all these attacks has become individual. So we want to bring everyone together. We realized like COVID, what COVID did for this community was it separated us. It took us away from our sense of belonging. It took away from the community members who have supported us for so long. So what we did is we said one heart, one love, one pride, bringing everyone together for pride and showing them that together we stand stronger. You know, for individuals who are familiar with the pride concept know that when pride first started, it was a protest. So like, how do we bring that protest back together? It's by bringing everyone together, no matter, you know, what's your background, no matter if you're white, black, Asian, Puerto Rican, etc. Bringing us together, realize this is an attack on all of us, and us coming together to celebrate each other, as well as to fight back against the oppressors.
It must have been really difficult during COVID when you couldn't get together in Druid Hill Park. You couldn't get together on Charles Street for that fantastic race where the guys put on high heels and run down Charles Street, which always makes my fever when I watch it. But it's just such, it's so fun. But yeah, I mean, just the fact that people were so isolated because, you know, we had to be because of this virus, it makes a big difference that we can be back. You know, people can be back together again.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, that's why we came up with the slogan. But this year, I say what is actually really, really, really amazing is that COVID had put a big strain on us. So taking the One Heart, One Love, One Pride theme together, we're bringing back all the old traditions. So we will be having the High Hill Race, which is going to be on June 24th. So right before the Black Party, before the parade actually starts. So it's going to occur on June 24th from like around 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, then the parade starts at 1. So the High Hill Race is something I convince people to participate in, to come out and support. It's the opportunity to show, even if you're not a part of the community, it shows allyship, right? You know, understanding what it's like to actually have to walk hills is hard. I tried it before, and I don't think I'm going to do it again. You know, it was hard, you know, honest be truth. And then we have the Black Party that happens after the parade from 3 o'clock. We have, you know, Remy Ma. We have Flyboy Keno. We have some local, great local talent. So, yeah, we're really, you know, happy about the whole lineup this year and everything that we have planned for this year Pride.
The political environment in Maryland and in Baltimore is certainly much more positive towards the LGBTQ plus community than it is in Florida, for example, or other states. But what's your hopes in just our last 20 seconds politically for policymakers to do for the LGBT plus community?
I think my hope is for policymakers to come together and realize that that how much the community needs, right? Realize that the community has been, this is not new, the community has been under attack, and every time a new person runs a race, the community continues to be attacked. So to learn how to support the community and to listen to them, to really take the time to listen to community members.
Trey Moore Wilson is the Senior Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at the Pride Center of Maryland. Thanks so much. Have a great time at all these events.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, our good buddy Jane Miller joins me. We'll talk about the resignation of Chief Michael Harrison from the Baltimore Police Department and other things here on Midday. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.
Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday Morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.